I love you too, Abdullah. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the TriStar Gym. I'm just waiting for you guys to give me that thumbs up, and then we're going to break down this epic fight that is coming up. Justin Gaethje taking on Khabib. I can't wait for this one. This is a fight I am very much looking for. Thank you, Kadir Perez. You get a shout out for giving me the thumbs up, for letting me know volume is good. Sound is good. Salaam alaikum, Mo. Yes, hello, everyone. Welcome, everybody, to this episode. I'm looking forward to this one. This is one of those fights where I'm super excited to watch. Why? Because I think the outcome is very unpredictable, very difficult to call, a very, very difficult fight for both men. Even though I am going to say that there is one way this fight can be a landslide. So I'm going to jump in as usual. I'm going to jump in with my breakdown and pick. Okay, so for those of you who are curious, I am picking Khabib. I am picking Khabib. Excuse me, I'm just adjusting my screen here. I am just adjusting my screen. Not sure how to do it. Okay. I'm picking Khabib. Why am I picking Khabib? Well, ultimately, we've noticed that Gaethje has made some serious adjustments to his game, some very serious adjustments. And the number one adjustment, in my opinion, that he's made is he's throwing that low kick. He's throwing an amazing low kick, and it's super effective. It's super effective, super powerful. It seems like nobody's seeing it coming. It's hitting the leg. It's slapping back beautifully. He's pulling it back beautifully. His opponents are not countering him. And also, he seems to have added a lot of counter punching to his game. He has brought his level, with Trevor Whitman, he's brought his boxing, I think, to a new level. He's doing less brawling and more counter punching, and it's paid dividends. He was always a good puncher, but now he's become an excellent puncher. We saw that in his last fight after he stopped Tony Ferguson. In my opinion, this fight is going to be won by Khabib because, not because Justin Gaethje has he hasn't improved. Of course, the man's improved, but there's one thing I suspect. I suspect that when Khabib gets on top of him, I think Khabib's going to use those leg kicks. Don't forget, Gaethje's kicking a lot now. When you kick low to the leg, you're very susceptible to takedowns. So you have a really good leg kicker who throws leg kicks often. Often throwing leg kicks. He's going to give Khabib lots of opportunities to score a double leg, single to double. And Khabib's not going to miss, very unlikely. I think Khabib gets him to the ground. Now, on the ground, in my opinion, there's going to be a massive differential. Okay, so I think striking is very close. I think wrestling is very close. Gaethje's been wrestling his entire life, okay, similar to Khabib. Wrestling is very close. Striking is very close. Toughness is very even. Cardiovascular, physical shape, both of them are very even. But I have a feeling that Khabib has done more groundwork and is levels above Gaethje on the ground. Why? Why do I say this? We haven't seen Gaethje on the ground very much. We have not seen him on the bottom or the top. And that tells me that, he'd rather strike. Why would you rather strike? Why would you rather get in all these wars? Some of you are going to say, oh, well, coach, that's his attitude. That's why he likes it. He wants to be an exciting fighter. He'd rather lose than be boring. Maybe he has that kind of attitude. It also might be that he's not comfortable on the ground. It also might be that on the ground, he just doesn't feel right. He can do a takedown, he can defend the takedown, but on the ground, it's complicated, it's tiresome. Some people don't like it, okay? I have a feeling he's one of those guys, if you put him on his back, all he does is try to get up. He doesn't try to armbar, sweep, submit, leg lock, forget all that. He doesn't do any of that. He tries to base out, he tries to get to his knees, he tries to put his palms on the floor and start standing up against the cage or up in the mat, up off the mat. Khabib is going to break him down with the gut wrench. He's going to gain position. He's going to put Gaethje. He's going to force Gaethje to his back, even though Gaethje will do everything not to go to his back. Gaethje rather go to his knees, in my opinion. I'm assuming this from seeing his fight and how he reacts typically when there's some grappling exchanges. I think he's going to show his back. He's going to get gut wrenched. He's going to get back taken. He's going to get put on his back, forced on his back. He's not going to be comfortable on his back. He's going to be getting hit with the ground and pound. He's not going to be able to defend himself. And then we're going to see a massive differential. When it comes to the striking, it's going to be very even. Gaethje's got great power. He showed us that his right hand is very dangerous. He stopped Cowboy. He stopped Jason, excuse me, Vic, he stopped. Well, he hurt Poirier with it. He hurt Eddie Alvarez with it. I mean, he has a sting in his right hand. His right hand is dangerous. He hurt El Cucuy. You know, they stopped the fight when he was standing up, but he was hurt. He was hurt. Great power from Gaethje. Great power from Khabib. Khabib dropped McGregor. He dropped him. Some of you say he didn't drop. Well, his hand touched the ground. Maybe his hips didn't touch the ground, but when your hand touches the ground due to a strike in boxing, if any part of your body touches the ground after a strike, after a punch, after a legal blow, if any part of your body, whether it's your knee or your glove, it's a knockdown. So it would officially be a knockdown what Khabib did to McGregor. We saw that Khabib can be very explosive. Those leg kicks, in my opinion, I think we're going to get him taken down. If he doesn't throw leg kicks, well, that's one less thing for Khabib to worry about. And you see that Gaethje is kind of a pressure fighter, kind of an infighter. I think it's going to set up a takedown for Khabib. Look, at the end of the day, I'm thinking that Khabib gets the takedown. And because he gets the takedown, there's going to be a massive differential. So he's going to expose things about Gaethje we didn't know about, because he's bringing such a new game that Gaethje hasn't seen. Who's the top wrestler that Gaethje's ever fought? Let's hear some names. Give me some names. Who is the top? And I know that Gaethje's a seasoned wrestler. I'm not saying he's not a seasoned wrestler. He's a very seasoned wrestler. But Khabib has taken down seasoned wrestlers convincingly. I think that he gets the takedown and the ground differential is too high. All right. That's my breakdown in a nutshell. Now, I also want to do some MMA math. Okay, now MMA math doesn't work, guys. I'm doing this just for fun. Just for fun, to try to assess caliber. What opponent do they have in common? They both fought. Who did they both fight? They both fought Poirier. Okay, now Khabib, when he fought Poirier, it was very one-sided. When Gaethje fought Poirier, it was seesaw back and forth. Incredible fight. If you haven't seen that fight, go back and watch that fight. Incredible fight. But it ends in the favor of Poirier. Even though it didn't look like it early on, it looks like Gaethje was going to run away with it. That's one opponent they have in common. Another fighter they might have somewhat a connection to is Eddie Alvarez McGregor. Because McGregor beat Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez beat Gaethje. So Gaethje lost to a fighter that McGregor lost to. Okay, another epic fight. Of course, all of Gaethje's fights are epic fights. And Khabib beat McGregor. So it seems that Khabib's caliber seems to be, obviously, he's undefeated. He's on the top, but he beat a guy that beat a guy that beat Gaethje. Think about that, okay? And I know MMA math doesn't work. It happens so often that you beat fighter A and fighter B beats fighter, and you know what I mean. You beat fighter B, and B beats C, and C beats you. It's like, what happened there? MMA math doesn't work. I wish it did. I can kind of make fights more predictable for us to, a little bit more predictable for us to call. But it doesn't work. Time and time again, MMA math fails and fails, but it's fun to do. Why? Because we're all thinking it, aren't we? Now, with that said, guys, I want to hear your comments and questions on the fight. That way we can elaborate a little bit more. But before we do that, I want you guys to give me a capital K if you think Khabib is going to win, and a capital J for Juliet, J for Justin Gaethje. Okay, J, not G, J, if you think Gaethje is going to win. Let's take your vote here, an official vote. K, 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 Khabib, 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 Justin, a few Justin Gaethjes, Khabibs, Khabib, 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 Khabib. Khabib, Khabib. You know, I should have done this first. Maybe I influenced some of you. A lot of you are Khabib. I would say, guys, it's 80% Khabib. 80% Khabib out there. From what I'm getting around, I got a lot of Khabibs. Oh, man, they're coming in hot. Hot, coming in hot. All right, guys. I think we're, most of us here believe that Khabib's going to get it done. With that said, let me hear your comments and questions. Guys, a quick shout out to my sponsors. First of all, I released a new instructional video. I promise I will release three in 2020. This is the second, a third one coming out very soon. Check it out at jujiclub.com. It's guillotine traps, how to control anybody with your guillotine. I think it's the best instructional I ever put out. Check out jujiclub.com. Use jujiclub5 as a promo code. get $5 off, and I promise you, it's probably the best guillotine video you'll ever see. Also, special thank you to TimTam.Tech. They make the world's best high-powered massager, the only one in the world with heat, and now they have a new product, a universal heat adapter. Any massage gun you have, go buy the universal heat adapter. It comes with an adapter of your choice from whatever gun you have, and you can now have a high-powered massager, even if you don't have a Tim Tam, because this universal, you could see it up there on the corner of your screen. It charges by itself. You charge it on the wall, then you put the adapter on your high-powered massager. You screw it in. Now you have a heated, high-heat, high-powered massager. Okay, don't complain about sore muscles no more. You have no excuse. Don't miss practice no more. Now you're gonna stay healthy, and it feels good to work out hard and have that massager. Okay, so guys, what are we gonna see now? Give me your comments and questions. Tell me, ask me, or tell me what you think about this fight. What do you think about Gaethje's leg kicks? That's from Ridvan. Ridvan, I think the leg kicks could work, but they could also backfire. I think Khabib is gonna be very happy to shoot on those leg kicks. As soon as Gaethje throws them, he's gonna fire away a double leg or a single leg, but most likely a double, and he's gonna get the fight to the ground. Michael Johnson is a common opponent. That's from Mystic AAA Boy. Yes, Mystic, you are correct. How could I forget Michael Johnson? They were they, Michael Johnson is an opponent in common. Michael Johnson tagged them both. He tagged Khabib and he tagged Justin Gaethje. Now Justin Gaethje at the end ran him through and he got on top and he ended the game. Khabib also had a one-sided affair. At one point it was seesaw, but he tagged Khabib. He did. But Khabib, he can take a shot, can he? Man, Khabib could take a shot. Okay, guys, I got some super chats coming in. Please make sure that they're on the fight. I can't change topic. I'm gonna open them up here. If you were Justin's coach, how would you prepare him to accentuate his strengths and neutralize Khabib's strengths? Okay, that's from Brandon Weber. Brandon, obviously he doesn't want to get taken down, but if he does get taken down, what's the game plan? So one, we do a lot of cage wrestling, avoid the double, get to that underhook, snap him down if he shoots on you, like make him regret shooting on you. If that fails and you do find yourself in a gut wrench, what are you gonna do? If you find yourself on your back, what are you gonna do? Now, those are very specific. What are you gonna do? Because it's Justin Gaethje, I don't think he'd play off his back. I don't think playing off your back is necessarily a good idea in this opinion in this fight. I would try to control one wrist and try to make my way up back to my feet. If he gut wrenches, I like to spin, twist, and go for leg locks and stuff like that. But I don't think that's Gaethje's game. Gaethje's gonna have to fight the hands and get back up, hip heist. He's gonna have to go old school wrestling, or else it just won't work for him. He doesn't have those years of rolling for leg locks underneath his belt. Okay, I missed another super chat. Let's see if Coach, I'm legit on my way to pick up Tim Tam now. Well, thank you, Evan. Enjoy, my friend. Don't forget to get the universal heat adapter. It is even hotter than the Tim Tam Pro. Guys, I carry my Tim Tam Pro. It's with me in my bag right here. This thing gets to I think it's 99 degrees Fahrenheit. The new heat adapter gets to 115. Okay, so it's even hotter. Pick one up. It fits the Tim Tam. It's incredible. Okay, check it out. What percentage chance do you give Justin Gaethje for a knockout? That's from Space Able. Space Able, I would say to knock out Khabib, I would say he's got like a 35% chance. Khabib has proven to be very resilient. In round three, he got hit with a few McGregor lefts, and he took them very well. And we all know that McGregor's left hand, has put people out on a stretcher. So I'm very impressed with Khabib's chin. Very impressed. Does Gaethje win if he stays off the cage? That's from Shapita Dosa. I would up his chances heavily. Heavily. But we did see Khabib take down Iaquinta in the middle of the octagon. Again, that was pretty tricky. I don't know if he'll get those very often. And we saw him take McGregor down in the center of the octagon. It can be done. It's just not as easy. So I would up his chances definitely. Because Khabib, when he gets people in the cage, he just seems to get them down on the ground with ease. Thought Khabib could control Iaquinta with the gut wrench. He struggled to keep him on his back. Will he struggle to hold Justin down? Love from UK. Tom Green, love at you. Right back, my friend. Love right back at you. I didn't find he had too much trouble holding down Aquinta. I think Aquinta is very tough to hold down, as tough as anybody in the division. And I think Khabib did a stellar job. I mean, even the rounds were ending with Khabib on his back, and you see his sequences weren't over yet. He was progressing on the back, even though Aquinta was in the 4 points position. So he had Khabib on his back, but he was still standing up. And we see Khabib doing a cradle. I just don't think that that Gaethje will be much harder to hold down. I'm not sure. You know, there's still remains to be seen. But I have a feeling that Aquinta Jiu-Jitsu is even better than Gaethje's. Why? Because he trains with Matt Serra all the time. Like, he's got very good wrestling and Matt Serra with him all the time. He's learning the Jiu-Jitsu sequences. It's just that Khabib's another level of Jiu-Jitsu, grappling, Sambo, whatever you want to call it. Hey, Coach, what do you think is the best game plan style to beat Khabib? That's from Amit Singh. You know what? I would like scissor knees. I would time a scissor knee if I was Justin Gaethje. Why not? You're going down anyway. Like, you're going to get... Like, I would strike, and as soon as I smell a takedown, I would scissor knee. Not knee. I would scissor knee. Similar to what, of course, Masvidal did famously against Ben Askren. It's not easy to do. It's easier said than done. I wouldn't do it necessarily running across the octagon. It's been done already. It's been, you know, Khabib's not that predictable at shooting. You know, Ben Askren, if you blink at him, he's going to shoot. That's his game plan. It's worked for him for many years. Maybe he did it for too long. Khabib is going to strike. Khabib's going to try to move around and box with you and then take you down. So I don't think you would catch Khabib with that. But however, I would, you know, stay low. I would box. I'm get him trading with me. And I feel the second he changes level, I would scissor knee. And if he catches my scissor knee, I'm going to start rolling. I'm going to start dive rolling, funk rolling. You guys know how much I love funk rolling and leg locks and spinning underneath. I find it's a beautiful style, and it's fun. So I do it a lot of it, and I think it could work against Khabib, possibly. Easier said than done, of course. What does Khabib look like off his back? I'm sorry I missed the name because it skipped. I got a bunch of messages popping at once. My apologies. What does Khabib look on his back? Well, if you look at his earlier fights in Russia, I think it was in Russia, he does get put on his back, and he looked really good. He looked really, really good. He did a nice, was it a triangle choke? Yeah, he has a win off his back, triangle choke. And he was doing like armbar, you know, he could see his hips were moving well. Listen, Sambo, they have good guards, it seems. He was working well off his back, and he actually got a submission in his career off his back against a really good wrestler, by the way. Do you think jiu-jitsu will play a role in this fight? Who has the edge in your opinion? That's from Rabah. Rabah, definitely Khabib. I expect Khabib's jiu-jitsu to be significantly stronger, better, more advanced. Okay. All right. Hey, Coach, you have a lot of fans here in India. That's from Ravi. Ravi, thank you, my friend. Look forward to coming to India one day. It's a country I have not visited yet, unfortunately, but I plan to be there and one day and do some wrestling and jiu-jitsu. All right, guys, we're doing Khabib versus Justin Gaethje. Let's make sure to stay on this topic. Khabib has 3 triangles on his resume. That's from Ekhodikin. Really? I thought it was just 1. Okay, well, that's good. You know, he seems to be really good with the triangle. And he's definitely experienced off his back. And that was years ago. So I'm sure he's still been training off his back ever since. Why do you think most of fighters predict Justin Gaethje to win? That's from Armin. Armin, I'm not sure. Is that true? I haven't looked at the predictions. Well, listen, I disagree with all of them. I have a feeling that Khabib is going to win. Maybe they know something I don't know. But I have a feeling that Khabib is going to get that takedown. And it might not be in round one. It might take 1 or 2 rounds. But he has 5 rounds to get Gaethje on his back. And just something tells me from watching the move, from watching them, you know, watching their careers, which I'm a big fan of both of them. You know, outside of all the fighters I trained, Khabib is my favorite fighter. And Gaethje's up there as well. Okay. I would tell you that just seeing the move on the ground, and we haven't seen much of Gaethje on the ground, but the little bit we've seen, I find that Khabib is just way ahead. What is a good way for Gaethje to lure Khabib into a guillotine and successfully apply it? Poirier had some decent success in almost guillotining him. That's from Varun. Varun, you know what? I just did a whole video on guillotining, okay? I think that guillotining is great. And I've had the privilege of training with some of the best guillotiners. And I could tell you something, they're so scary to shoot on. Like, it's so scary to shoot on these great guillotiners. I personally don't throw my head in, throw my head in there, you know, under the arm and all stuff, unless it's MMA, like, unless I could set it up with punches. I feel like shooting in jiu-jitsu is really delicate business. Like, you better be behind, like, you got to be very careful doing that. If you're fighting a good guillotiner, now, if the guy you're fighting is not a great guillotiner, you know, it could be safer. But some guys out there have such good guillotines, and they're so strong, and have such a strong squeeze. And even if you get out of it, they find a way to get on top. And I've studied the guillotine for years. It's a move I believe in immensely. However, if you don't have a great guillotine, don't try it on Khabib. It's not going to work, because Khabib has amazing grappling defense for guillotine. A great guillotiner would guillotine Khabib. Absolutely. Especially after what I saw after the Poirier fight. I think a great guillotiner, world-class guillotiners, can do it. Sure. However, I don't think Justin Gaethje is a world-class guillotiner. If he did score a guillotine on Khabib, it would have to be, you know, he stunned him, he caught him with something, he hit him to the body. Khabib's really, like, in a lot of trouble. Khabib's very tired. You know, maybe they got into too many scrambles and Khabib's catching his breath. And before he could finish catching his breath, you apply a guillotine. Even if the guillotine's not on perfectly, it could still get a tap. Absolutely. You see it all the time. But we haven't seen Khabib get in a lot of trouble like that. So I just don't think that it's a feasible game plan for Gaethje. It's an unlikely, let's say. Khabib was a bull versus Barboza. He was like a matador against Conor. How do you think he's gonna get Justin Gaethje to the cage? I'm obsessed with this fight. Tom Green, I'm looking forward to this fight very much also. And I would tell you that I think he's going to pressure Gaethje. I don't think he's going to circle around. Why did he circle with Khabib? You're right. McGregor. You're right. In round one, he circled. And then he shot really low. And that was such a... great game plan. Why? Because McGregor stands in such a wide base. And McGregor comes forward so aggressively. And McGregor, if you punch him back, he's got this laser beam type of left hand where he slips out of the way and he hits you and it's just like the fight's over. I think Khabib respects whatever he says, he respects McGregor's striking. He circled out because he knows that McGregor's knocked people out in round one so badly, so often, that why trading McGregor in round one is really like you're playing with fire. Khabib was really smart. You're right. He'd never done that before in his career. He circled out. He showed so much respect for McGregor striking. And he shot the safest takedown, the one where, you know, it's a low single. Like, there's no chance of getting punched. Like, he really didn't want anything to do with McGregor's hands in round one. McGregor's also got a really long reach and a very awkward style where he fights every inch, every millimeter matters. Gaethje doesn't fight like that. So I think he's going to be more in the pocket with Gaethje. I think he's going to be more pressing. Gaethje and him are more infighters, whereas McGregor's this long-distance sniper that if you're throwing a punch and you miss by a little bit, he's going to catch you. Totally different fight. Khabib is so intelligent. He's so seasoned. You could tell this man's been fighting for a long time. He doesn't fight everybody the same. He made an exception for McGregor, which was very wise. Extremely wise. I was surprised when I saw Khabib. I tip my hat to him. He's very intelligent. It would have been a bad idea to press McGregor in round one, my opinion. But not the same with Gaethje. He's going to press Gaethje probably. It's going to be like, not all the way in berserker mode round one, but he's going to press Gaethje. Amit Singh says, if Khabib beats Gaethje, will he be the greatest lightweight of all time? I already think he's the greatest lightweight of all time. If he beats Gaethje and if he does it really easily, he should retire. I mean, that's it. I mean, who else is there? Yes, there are other names, but he beat them all. And of course, we wanted to see the Tony Khabib fight many times. But Tony just lost to Gaethje. If he beats Gaethje, he's got to move up to welterweight or retire. He's beat everybody. He's going to have to wait a year for them to shuffle the deck again. I mean, he could always fight the next guy in line. But he's beaten everybody. If he beats Gaethje, like he beat all his other opponents. he could retire as the greatest lightweight in history, and it will be a long time before anybody could replace him. This is from Moosey Booze. Salam, coach. Good to see you back and safe. I love Khabib, but I think this is going to be a tough fight for him. That's from Moosey. You know what? It could be a very tough fight. Gaethje's got a heart. We know Gaethje's got this incredible heart. And he might pull Khabib down into the gutter with him and make him fight a street fight. And that could be a win for Gaethje, because Gaethje, I think he beats almost anybody in a street fight. He's got a lot of heart and a lot of grit. His last few fights, he's been fighting more intelligently, more calculated. Again, hats off to Trevor Whitman, who for certain has a major influence on his style, his new adaptations. Very impressive work. However, I think Khabib is too seasoned, too calm, too intelligent, too poised. Fighting for too long, he showed so much good judgment in the past that I doubt he gets into a brawl. Coach, where do you see Khabib sitting on the GOAT list? When will you visit London again, Achi? Brother, Mr. Khan, Achi, Mr. Khan, Achi, Inta. I can't wait to get back to London, but right now we're on a shutdown, 28-day shutdown. So I will be traveling to the States for some fights, but Europe seems like UFC's not going there anytime soon. I look forward to traveling again, doing seminars all around, but unfortunately, right now things are very restricted again because of the pandemic. And I really look forward to this pandemic being over and being back in full training as usual. But unfortunately, we here now in Quebec are in code red, believe it or not. So, you know what, guys? I want to touch on COVID. I have a feeling, you know, we all heard that Trump has COVID now, okay? And I have a feeling that, like, in 10 days from now, or like in a few days from now, he's gonna come out and like say, "Hey guys, look at me, I'm healthy. COVID was easy, it was nothing." I'll tell you why, okay? I'll tell you why I think this. And it has a lot to do with politics. I don't know if it's true or not or whatnot. He might be lying about it. He might not have COVID. I know everybody's got a conspiracy theory. You know, half the reports are saying he's really hanging by a thread. The other half are saying he hasn't stopped working. He just went to the hospital as a precaution. He's feeling good. The guy's on cloud nine. I don't know what to think, but I have a feeling that, you know, he has the best medical attention. He's, you know, statistically he's gonna make it. You know, it's in his favor. I think he's gonna come out and just give a big hurrah that, "Hey, this thing is not as serious as everybody makes it out to be. Look, I beat it. It's nothing." And I think he's just gonna kind of like, you know, just kind of undermine it somewhat. Okay, now I'm not giving you guys my scientific. I just have this feeling that that's what's going to happen. And people are going to be a lot less paranoid. Now, look, I know a few people who've had this disease, you know, this COVID. And a lot of them just, like, they didn't even know they were sick. If the test, because that TriStar we made on the return when we opened up the gym, we had a lot of people tested, a lot. Like, I would say 30, 40 people. And, you know, like, we did the pods of four training, and we took your temperature when you come in, and you have to sanitize your hands before you touch your face if you're rolling or what. We did everything we could, you know, we within reason, you know, we weren't you know, throwing people off out of the building if they cough, but we would be careful. You know, if you have any symptoms, can't come to the gym. And I can tell you that the few people that had it, that called me, said, "Coach, I'm not in the gym, I have it," or whatnot. And, you know, because we tell everybody, report if you're sick, don't come to the gym, call us, let us know what you have. And I'll tell you, every single one of them told me they wouldn't have known they were sick unless that test told them. Like, again, these are young, healthy males, and they're athletic and all that, so it's very different than Trump. But I just have a feeling, because statistics are on his side, you know, he's probably gonna bounce back from this feeling good. And he's gonna tear into the people who are hiding behind COVID. You know, I saw his presidential debate. He was telling Joe Biden, "Well, I wear a mask. I wear it when I need it. I don't wear it like this guy." You know, he's wearing it. If you're 200 feet away, he's got a mask, the biggest mask I've ever seen. And he's saying that to Joe Biden, who's not even wearing a mask. Like, he's literally not wearing a mask while he's telling him in his face that, like, the reality doesn't matter to Trump. It's all about the narrative. Reality does not matter. I think that he's gonna come back shortly and just kind of step on all the COVID protocols. He's just gonna make fun of people who are overly scared about COVID and all that, because here in Quebec, people are like really like touchy about it. People are like, I don't know, like, when I was traveling from Quebec to the States, America, in the Canadian airport, the Montreal airport, it was a ghost town. There wasn't a soul. there wasn't anything open. There was no food. There was no market. There was nothing, nothing, nothing. You couldn't buy a thing. They only had vending machines. There was only my flight. My flight was the only flight. So many flights are canceled. So I'm sitting there in my flight. Very few people on the plane. I land in the US. I'm connecting a flight. And as I get out of the plane, the place is jam-packed. There's food lines. Every store is open. People are buying and selling and traveling. Flights are not canceled. There's tons of flights. Anywhere you want to go, let's go. It's unbelievable how Canada is so different than the US. Now, I know you guys are going to tell me the US has... You know, their numbers are skyrocketing, etc. I'm not saying anything about that. All I'm saying is here in Canada, the protocols are so much more strict and people are so much more careful. Whereas when I went to the States, people's masks were half off and, you know, like people are just like close to one another. People will pass by me. Like I'm trying to give people all the room in the world to, you know, not to cross paths with me. And they're just like crossing paths. And like, it's just a lot more nonchalant, I would say. All right, we got a bunch of super chats here. I changed topic. I think, hey, coach, can I please get some advice on developing my single leg X and open guard game? Also, what kickboxing techniques should I base my game on as a beginner to translate into MMA? Raf, the creator, you got to stay on topic, my brother. You got to stay on topic. We're talking about Khabib and now maybe a little bit about COVID. But look, I would look into maybe some nice instructional videos and, you know, kind of dabble in there. And soon I'll do a single leg X or Ashigurumi video and you'll be able to check that out as well. Okay, guys, I got to stay on topic here. I took a left turn from the Khabib fight. Let's continue with the Khabib fight. End that up. Or are we on COVID now? I'm not sure. Inshallah, Khabib wins this fight. Come on, I'm with you, man. I think he will. Gaethje only needs 4 good kicks to change the direction of the fight because Khabib's legs will be destroyed. That's from Eduardo Sandez. You know what? 4 kicks might be a little bit optimistic. I think it could be 4 kicks. You know, sometimes it happens, but unlikely. Looks like spam in the chat. Do you have a moderator? Well, we need a moderator. Who wants to be a moderator? Raise your hand. Who wants to be a moderator? Anas Nasir. Thank you. Coach, why was McGregor so flat-footed in the Khabib fight? That's from Martin Lomachenko. I don't think he was flat-footed. Look, it's not true that you have to be on your toes bouncing up and down all the time. There's a time for that. There's a time to take a wide stance, plant your feet, and sit down. You generate more power. When you're bouncing up and down like that, it's kind of like you're trying to fake your opponent out or get out of his way. I think McGregor was wise. I like the way he approached the fight. I just think he was a little bit too aggressive. I like the fact that he pressed Khabib. But the stance was not the problem. I think it was the fact that Khabib changed levels so low. And when he grabbed McGregor's ankle, McGregor wrestled him. Instead of kicking out, he should have turned away, pushed Khabib's head down, and did what we call a limp leg. Don't wrestle with Khabib. Don't lock your hands around Khabib's body. That's exactly what he wants. Anyways, that was my opinion. How better is in the clinch? Not sure what you mean there. I can moderate, coach. That's from Tazvan. Tazvan, do a good job because you know here we execute moderators that don't do well. Don't forget, I run this chat room like a dictator with an iron fist. Tazvan, you're another moderator. Moderate wisely, please. Okay, what else we got here? Coach, can you please break down Jones versus Adesanya? That's from Andrew Chow. You know what? I think that would be a Johnny Bones Jones fight. You know, his wrestling is just going to take things to another level. The striking will be tight, sure. You know, Adesanya knows what he's capable of. He's very, very competent, obviously. He's a world-class striker and one of the best ever, probably. But John is too big, too strong, and he'll set up that takedown in a way that nobody will he'll never stop. And once it gets on the ground, it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you, John Jones' ground and pound is fantastic. So I think it would be a John Jones fight. Coach, how much is a year membership in TriStar? I can't read the French on website. Also, how do you have your own book? I think you're asking me is, do I have my own book? No, I have not written a book yet. I've had quite a number of book offers. I haven't accepted any yet, just because of time constraints. Prices of TriStar Gym, it's a regular price. I kept the prices regular because I like the young kids in there, and we have unlimited classes. You have striking, wrestling, jujitsu, all multiple times a day. It's crazy. It's really, really affordable. We kept the price that way because when you put the hike the prices up too high, you only get you get a less number of training partners. You know, TriStar Gym, if you ever come to see our practices, there's so many training partners of all levels. And I find that's the best way to improve, you know, having every level to work with. That's the ultimate. What else we got here? Coach, how would you fight Khabib if you were held at gunpoint? That's from Bang Rangel. Well, listen to me. Is there a time limit? Because it's very different. Those are two different questions. I'll tell you something about time limits. Okay, they ruin fights for jiu-jitsu practitioners. So for sure, you know, I'd feel like I'd have to use my jiu-jitsu. If I had no time limit and he took me down, I wouldn't fight the takedown. I'd let him take me down. Why? Because I feel like I could protect myself off my back. I can protect myself off my back. I can work the up kicks. I can take my time to spin into a leg lock or maybe get back to my feet. But I wouldn't spend a lot of energy countering the takedowns. Now, if there was no, excuse me, if there is a time limit, obviously I would fight the takedown. Why? Because even if I protect myself on the ground, the judges are going to give it to him. He's just got to stay on top of me for 2, 3 minutes, and he'll have banked in the round. Okay, so it's very different. MMA is very different. So I would try scissor knees. If scissor knees and sprawling is not working, as soon as I feel I have a grip around his neck, I would go for a guillotine. And the way I like to guillotine guys, I like to submit the guy or get on top. I feel like Khabib is the type of guy I'd use the guillotine to control him and get on top of him if I can. Okay, easier said than done. But you're asking me what my strategy would be. In a time limit, I would be looking to underhook, sprawl, knee, and guillotine. Like I would just be very careful. I would not back up in the fight. I feel that if I go up against the fence, it's a very bad strategy against Khabib. I would keep my back up off the fence. I'd rather defend the takedown in the middle of the octagon. Now he's proven time and time again that he's the most brilliant chain wrestler ever in MMA. The most brilliant chain wrestler ever in MMA. So that's a tall order, guys. If he shoots a little single, I personally wouldn't tie up with him. I'd limp leg and funk roll out. Like if he tries to follow me up, I'd dive roll and just kind of like break free and stay on my feet and just try to strike with him. And if you hurt a Khabib, which is not easy to do, then you might want to try to put him on his back. But other than that, I would never try to take down. I mean, geez, I feel like his takedowns, just trying to take him down would be a just too much energy. Again, it also depends what kind of tool set you have. You don't want to go into a strategy that's good for someone else. You want to go into a strategy that's good for you. So what are you good at? What are you comfortable at? I think Justin Gaethje is going to have to do a lot of hand fighting. And if he gets taken down, he's going to have to go to 4 points, meaning hands and knees. And he's going to have to fight those hands. And it's a lot of work. It's not easy to do. Okay, guys, I got to wind things down in about 10 minutes. We have about 10 more minutes. So I'm going to open this up to anything, absolutely anything. I want to give a shout out to my friends at Full Reptile. Was that their name? Full Reptile. Yes, my boys at Full Reptile. Thank you for the shirt. Dana's Martial Arts Tournament. You know, guys, you know I love cool shirts, and they sent me a whole nice bunch of shirts. Okay, so I really like this one. Dana's, yeah, it's Full Reptile. Really nice shirt. I love it. Guys, thank you very much from the boys at Full Reptile. Very appreciated. I'm trying to keep it in the shot, actually. Let me keep it in the shot so you guys can get a look at it. Cool shirt from Full Reptile. Best technique in a street fight. Put one of these on your opponent's chin. That's the best technique. Oh boy, lots of chat. Lots of chats. You guys have got the crazy typing skills. Your opinion on McGregor versus. Ooh. Lost it. Versus Poirier rematch. That's from Ekhodikin. Is that match on? I like McGregor in that match. I think it's a very, very different fight than the first time. They both have grown leaps and bounds, but if that fight is official, I'll look it up later. I'll do a breakdown on it. I like that fight for McGregor. I think that it's just his distance and his counterpunching, because, you know, Poirier is a great puncher. When McGregor, I think, is just a touch above. And I like the fact that it's two southpaws. I think that's a plus for Poirier because he can actually pressure Conor a little more because he's not staring. He doesn't have that weird ankle. McGregor in the open stance, man, is he good with that left hand. Poirier is a southpaw, so he'll be able to cut it off his left hand a little bit. He'll be closer to that left hand, so he could smother it a little bit more, kind of like what we saw with Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor. Where would you place Musashi's career compared to others? He seems to be in a weird place at the moment, where he's not likely to face any other big names for a while, yet he's got so few losses. Musashi did beat Chris Weidman, so that's a major, major cap in a major feather in his cap, because Chris Weidman was a former UFC champion. I would say Musashi could beat anybody on a good night. He could literally beat anybody. I would love to see him fight Adesanya. At this moment, I would give it to Adesanya, but it would be a tough fight. It would not be an easy fight. Okay, don't forget how incredibly experienced Musashi is. Stefan Thoresen, no question, but thank you. Very nice of you. Okay, what else we got here? Hey, coach, I've got two roommates, Matt and YouTube. Is it possible for us to get a blue belt status? Love you. Matthew Rodriguez, unfortunately, I cannot deem you a blue belt. You'd have to train in my gym. I'd have to see you physically train. There's no internet blue belts. That doesn't exist. Okay, but so find yourself a local gym, a local jiu-jitsu gym, and go work out there at least, you know, 2-3 times a week. And get your blue belt. You got to get it from a trainer. Is Western boxing the best striking for MMA? Kicks just lead to takedowns. Therefore, a striker with good boxing and good leg kick defense would be best. That's from Ben Beliza. Ben Belizi, listen, go in the MMA gyms, spar, and you can see kicks can be a serious nuisance. Can you remember just last week, Adesanya versus Costa? Now, you think Costa doesn't know how to block a leg kick? Of course he does. Sometimes leg kicks are so hard to stop because your opponent is he's using his striking, his boxing to set up the kick. And then all of a sudden, those kicks open up the punches. That's exactly what happened at the Sanya Costa fight. He landed those kicks, and then he finished him with boxing. Why do you think that is? It's kind of like saying, hey, isn't passing the best? So I'm a football coach. I'm just going to pass the ball. Well, guess what? People are going to get wise to what you're doing. They're going to start, you know, creating a defense tailored to stopping the pass. The more you run the ball, the more you open up the pass. The more successful your passing is, the more the running is successful. Now, I'm not a football coach, but I can tell you, that's the way it is. All right. Khabib versus Khamzat at welterweight. Will Khabib get finished? That's from Varun. I don't think he'll get finished, but I don't think he would have an easy time at that weight with such a very big fighter. I saw Khamzat personally. I mean, like the flash. That man is tall, man. He's a very imposing human being. How extensive is the kids program in TriStar? That's from Video Gamer. It's actually a very good program, but unfortunately right now it's on pause during the COVID pandemic. Okay, what else we got here? I got more super chats rolling in. Do you think Paulo Costa beats everyone in the middleweight division except Adesanya? No, I do not. I think he could lose to Whitaker. Where would you place Oh, this one we did. Okay, guys, I am up to date with my super chats. We have about 7 minutes left before I have to go back and give class tonight. I'm teaching class. They're calling for a shutdown. Can't believe it, but I have till the 8th. Really love the TriStar shirt that Joe Rogan had. Where can I get one? That's from Zach Stark. Zach Stark. Those ones were limited edition. I'm going to be printing up some more in the future. But during the COVID pandemic, we were unable to open up our shop. We had closed it. We don't want people touching things. You know, we're trying to make the gym as COVID safe as possible. This week I'm pulling the plug on the water fountain. That's just another thing that people touch. We're just trying to make people train with 4 people and that's it. You don't have any contact with anything else. The bags are sprayed down. The gym is mopped twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day. It's vacuumed completely once a day. It's sprayed down with the product on a regular basis, you know, at least once or twice a day. We're doing everything, man. So one thing we put on hold is the touching of the clothes. We have a pro shop online. That's going to come later. We're going to get organized after the COVID pandemic is over. That's the thing we're looking forward to. Hey, coach, what are your opinion on caffeine? Should you drink it? Will it affect performance? Should you take a break? Does GSP drink caffeine? Well, I can tell you, I've seen GSP drink coffee. I drink coffee. I think coffee is fantastic. I like it to I like one or two cups a day. More than that, I think is too much, but I definitely enjoy it. One of my favorite moments in the day and in life is to wake up in the morning and just relax and enjoy a cup of coffee before the chaos starts. So I have, various morning rituals, and one of them is just to sit down, relax, hang out with my wife and kids, and drink a nice cup of coffee and just relax. I love coffee. Coffee is one of the greatest inventions, in history. I think it's a brilliant. It helps you with your cognitive ability. It gives you a little boost. Now, is it a game changer? No, it's not a game changer. You can either fight or you can't fight. I don't care if you had coffee or not. That doesn't make a difference. It's just a, it's such a great, it has a great tonic effect. It makes you feel good. It's got plenty of antioxidants. I enjoy it. I take it black once in a while. I take it with the milk once in a while, but generally I will drink it black. I do hypertrophy 3 times a week plus plyometrics. Will this slow me down? I train Muay Thai. Yes, I think hypertrophy will slow you down. But if you want to get big, that's what you're gonna have to do. But I think hypertrophy will slow you down. Because why? Think about it. Why would you put on more muscle than your body would? Like, if you're doing Muay Thai, your body's gonna put on the right amount of muscle. That excessive muscle, your body's not building it for a reason, because it doesn't need it. Now, I do understand that excessive endurance training requires some atrophy. Okay, so your body's not perfect. It has some weaknesses. It could chew up muscle if you don't have an adequate training program. If you're not getting enough protein, you're overtraining. Okay, you could lose muscle, and that's a problem because you're wearing the body down. But the right amount of Muay Thai training should add muscle. Okay, and that includes a calisthenics routine. I really believe in calisthenics, guys. You should do a lot of body weight training. Weights are great. Everything is good, but a body weight training is a must. Like, nobody out there should do zero body weight training. I think there are two staple exercises that are a must in every athlete. I don't care if you're a golfer. It's running, and I'm talking about a variety of types of running, okay? Sprinting, jogging, intervals, all of it. It has such a neurological benefit. And two, body weight training, musculature training, okay? You have to train those muscles. It's a must. It's a must. You must have a good body weight routine. And what's so good is body weight training is so simple and very safe. Hey coach, I train at kickboxing gym now, and I have been going to the beginners class for a while. Now, should I do attempt to go pro class? Well, talk to your instructor, see what he thinks. That's what I would do. Talk to your instructor, ask him for what his opinion is, and take it from there. What is your reasoning for why no gi is better for self-defense than gi? Practitioners say that gi is more realistic than no gi, as people wear clothes, not rash guards. Okay, that's true, Gemini. Now, imagine we're fighting right now. I'm wearing this shirt, okay? And you're a big collar and sleeve player, okay? You play a lot of spider guard, you grab the collar, and then you put your hand on my shirt. So I take you down. Of course, I take you down, right? I'm just kidding. So let's say you end up at the bottom, you start grabbing for a collar choke or whatever, and you're just used to always grabbing the collar. Well, guess what? My t-shirt's gonna rip, and I'm gonna be punching you as you're grabbing my collar. As you're fumbling for my sleeves and I'm not wearing any, you're gonna grab my wrist, you're gonna try to play spider guard. I'm just gonna be breaking your grips, and I'm just gonna be punching you. The most fundamental grips that work both in gi and no gi are learned in no gi. The gi is a weapon. It's like if I want to teach you how to use a knife, a blade, I would teach you to box first. So you get the footwork, the movement, the cardio, the explosiveness, the distance control with your eyes and the reflexes. Then I would put a knife in your hand. It's kind of the same idea. I teach you armbar, triangle, omoplata, guard passes, takedowns, all without the gi. Then I put the gi on and say, look, remember the armbar we did? You can also grab the collar and sleeve like this. It's such a better grip. Remember the back take we did? Well, you could also do it with wrapping the gi behind his back, and now you could move the gi between his legs, and now he just can't do all those defenses that he could do if you didn't have a gi. The gi is an added weapon. However, let's reverse the thinking here. Let's say you start with no gi. Excuse me. Why do I always do that? Let's say you start with the gi, and I teach you the collar game. Okay, I'm teaching you sleeve and collar, sleeve and collar, sleeve and collar. Grab the belt, grab the pants. Then I'm like, hey, you remember that favorite move of yours, the way you set up the armbar? Well, here's a totally different way to do it. Your bread and butter grips are not there no more. By the way, grabbing the collar, good luck. Grabbing the sleeves, good luck. Grabbing the jacket, good luck. Playing worm guard, good luck. Ain't gonna work. Now you've totally un undermined his basic go-to high comfort grips. I've seen this happen, guys. So they're wrestling, they're grappling without a gi for the first time. They're drawing a blank. They're like, I'm reaching for a phantom collar. It's not there. Okay, because obviously when things are happening fast, you are going to work on instinct, and your instincts are like, hey, nothing's making sense to me. Well, I trained you with all these extra levers, and I took them away from you. Start with the most basic levers. And then after that, add more levers, okay? Okay, guys, it is 5 o'clock. I got a punch out. I hope that was fun for you guys. I had a blast as usual. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I feel that we did another good breakdown. If you guys did also feel that way, please like, share, subscribe, leave a thumbs up, and I hope to see you all in the next episode. Thank you.